Little Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of tonight's ball game. Now, here's your host, Scott Kornberg.
From First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee, welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Today it's the fourth game of a six-game series. The Jumbo Shrimp and the Nashville Sounds, and a big one for Jacksonville. 12 games to go in the regular season, and the Jumbo Shrimp just 1.5 games out of first place. Hi, everybody. Scott Kornberg here. It's a beautiful night in the Music City. The sun setting on the first base side of this ballpark, and Jacksonville hoping for a better evening than they've had the last two. On Wednesday, they came in to play with a chance to get to first place with a win. They lost by a final score of 12-4. Yesterday, they really struggled offensively in a 6-1 defeat. And so the last 2 days, the Jumbo Shrimp struggled really in every facet of the game. They've been outscored 18-5. They've been out hit 29-14. They're looking to bounce back today with Eliezer Hernandez on the mound, coming off his probably best start of the season in AAA. One run on three hits in five innings against Iowa last week. Robert Gasser is on the mound for the Nashville Sounds. They have the best record in the International League, the best record in AAA. And Gasser was a guy who the Milwaukee Brewers acquired in the Josh Hader deal at the deadline about a month and a half ago. When we come back, we'll hear from Jumbo Shrimp right-handed reliever Eli Villalobos. He joins us on the pregame show, part two of our conversation with Eli. Jumbo Shrimp bullpen has been really good the last couple weeks, helping spur this run towards the top of the IL East. First pitch coming up in a bit, the Jumbo Shrimp and the Sounds on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday, Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for-Tuesday, all season long, featuring Vogel Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Shotgun-looking
things. This is Jacksonville outfielder Peyton Burdick. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Nashville. The Jumbo Shrimp and the Sounds getting ready for first pitch in Game 2 of this three-game series. Yesterday, you might have heard part of our conversation with Jumbo Shrimp right-handed pitcher Eli Villalobos talking about his introduction into the splitter, his introduction into pitching. We'll pick up that conversation right now.
And then just a couple of years after that, you're drafted by the Marlins, which is just insane. Do you miss catching? I mean, is that something that you're involved in every single play, every single pitch, and now you're out in the bullpen, and you might not get called upon for an entire game, or at the very minimum, 6-7 innings? Is that something you miss?
Yeah, I do. I think I love that you are in. I mean, it's similar when you're in the game as a pitcher, you're in control so much, but as a catcher, you're so important to every play. You always have something you're in charge of. Each pitch, each play, everything. You have something going on. I do miss catching, but I do have a lot of fun when I'm on the mound, for sure.
Do you think that being a catcher helps you at all in terms of maybe reading swings or calling a game in terms of what you want to do while you're pitching?
I think it does a little bit, yeah. I mean, it's been so long, and I don't think I got to the level where I was good enough. Like, I don't think I was at a level where I was that good at reading swings necessarily, but I do think it had a little bit of help early on. Yeah.
This is Eli Villalobos joining us right now, Jumbo Shrimp and Sounds, in a few minutes here from First Horizon Park in Nashville. So you grew up in Southern California. You told me a couple weeks ago you were an Angels fan. They haven't had some good years recently, but I mean, they're a team with some really good history. They have had some great players. Why the Angels for you over the Padres, over the Dodgers, even some of the teams in Northern California?
We lived 20 minutes from the stadium. My grandpa was a huge Angels fan, so, I mean, we had the games on every night, and one of his coworkers was a season ticket holder, and he wouldn't go to every game. So the games that he didn't go to, he would let us have the tickets. So we, I mean, like I said, we were so close that we were there. That was one thing that my brother and I did a lot with our grandpa's going to the Angel games. So that was, it's just a good memory back then.
Is he the guy who kind of introduced you to baseball?
Yeah, my dad didn't play baseball. He played football. And my grandpa got us a couple gloves when we were little, and we just played catch in the front yard and messed around with my brother and I, throwing us balls to die for. Like, and that's where it started. I mean, the front yard playing catch with my grandpa and my dad.
That's really cool. So you're in the yard. It's game 7 of the World Series. I'm assuming you simulated that. Who are you for the Angels? Are you the pitcher? Are you the hitter? And what guy are you emulating when you were a kid?
Mike Napoli. Mike Napoli was my favorite player at the time. Yeah. I was a huge Mike Napoli fan.
Why is that?
I mean, just something about the way he played. I liked that he was just, it was just different to me. He was a big body. I liked the way he set up when he caught. I liked the way he threw. Just for some reason, it just caught my eye. I liked him back there.
Eli Villalobos joining us right now. Last question for you. In regards to catching, I mean, is there a guy in this system? I know you're learning the jumbo shrimp catchers, so maybe an unfair question to ask about Peyton Hanley or Ryan LaVarie or Santiago Chavez here. Was there a guy that you thought, like, man, I really liked how he sets up, how he calls the game, because this is what I did? Is there somebody that comes to mind in the system?
I will say that I feel like this system is very blessed with catchers. I have not thrown to somebody in this organization where I'm, like, not a fan of. You have Paul McIntosh and Banfield in AA right now, who are both phenomenal. And then I haven't had a chance to throw to Peyton yet, but Chavi and Ryan are both phenomenal back there. I even got to throw to Tortuga. I think that was my first outing, or my second outing I got to throw to Tortuga. And that was, like, his energy back there was, I'm honestly, he's going to be one of my favorites just because of the energy he brought back there. Like, he just seems so excited every pitch. I mean, all of our catchers are great. We have a lot of great catchers back there.
That is very true about the Marlins organization, and that is very true about Marlins Astudillo. He has energy no matter what. On the bus, in the airport, in the clubhouse. Eli, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. That's Eli Villalobos joining us. More to come as we approach those pitch, the Jumbo Shrimp and the Nashville Sounds of the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by...
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark. Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets Canine Infestation Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Fortes. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Jacksonville and Nashville getting ready for first pitch. The sound's coming out of the field here at First Horizon Park. Our pitching matchup, Eliezer Hernandez, 3-2, 4.12 ERA in AAA. And Robert Gasser making his third AAA start. He picked up his first AAA win last week. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups and first pitch, the Jumbo Shrimp and the Sounds. A big one with a dozen to play. National Anthem coming up in a few seconds here from First Horizon Park. And first pitch after that on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. There's previews for every game, featured stories, player analysis, looks around the International League, the Marlins farm system, and more. Visit jackshrimp.com, that's J-A-X-S-H-R-I-M-P.com for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
Broadcasting live, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
Drops his hands, it's 2-2.
Swung and a miss. Got him with a changeup down below the zone, strike three. Myers got 8 punch outs through 5 innings, and no total bullies we've faced so far in this game.
0-2, breaking ball swing and a hard line drive to left. Coming in is LeBlanc. He slides and he makes another incredible catch.
1-2 of the way.
Swing and a miss, a slider down and in, strike three. That is 11 strikeouts for Edward Cabrera.
3-1, Doonan swings, skies a fly ball to left, back is Raley at the track, the wall, gone! That one's out of the ballpark!
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
The pitch,
bouncing ball up the middle, behind second, throw to center. Go live to the ballpark for the call of today's ballgame. Here's Scott Kornberg.
A big one for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp tonight. 1.5 games out of first, 12 to play. It's game 4 of a 6-game series against the Nashville Sounds. From First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee, Scott Kornberg here at 78 degrees as the sun sets in Middle Tennessee. And the Jumbo Shrimp, a big one in today's contest, 74-63 on the season. Third place in the International League East. They're trailing Scranton Wilkes-Barre by 1 game, Durham by 1.5, and right behind the Jumbo Shrimp, the Buffalo Bisons are 3 games out of first place, and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 3.5 out. On the mound today is Robert Gasser for the Nashville Sounds. Small lefty, 6'1", 190-pounder from El Dorado Hills, California. It's the Sacramento area. He grew up a lifelong Oakland A's fan. The A's had an affiliation here in Nashville for quite some time. And so for Gasser, he followed Nashville as a kid. Now gets to pitch with them his third AAA start. It's time to see how Jacksonville manager Darren Brown built today's starting lineup, presented by the Flame Broiler, the hottest franchise trend in casual dining expanding in Jacksonville. The Flame Broiler serves up teriyaki flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. It's fast, simple, healthy. The Flame Broiler, 4 locations in Jacks. Eric Gonzalez, the leadoff man, is in the first base spot today for the Jumbo Shrimp. Bryson Brigman bats second and plays second base. Jesus Sanchez, who had 4 hits yesterday, hits third and plays right field. Williams Astadillo, DH in the cleanup spot. First pitch fastball outside, and we're underway here in Nashville at 7:09 local time in Tennessee. 1 ball, no strikes. And the pitch from Gasser, third base side. Gonzalez knocks it foul to the screen behind home plate, 1-1. Peyton Burnick in left field hitting fifth. Ryan LaVarnway doing the catching, hitting sixth. Victor Mesa in center field batting seventh. Luis Avilés Jr. at third base hits eighth, the 1-1. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop ninth. Eliezer Hernandez on the mound today for the Jumbo Shrimp. 1-2. Fastball up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So it's Gonzalez, Brigman, Sanchez, Astadillo, Burnick, LaVarnway, Mesa, Avilés Jr., and Ditter for Jacksonville. Two balls, two strikes. High leg kick from Gasser. Breaking ball just missed away. And the count is full. Pedro Severino behind the plate today for Nashville. John Singleton at first. Pablo Reyes plays second base. He's had a big series. Third baseman is Patrick Dorian. 3-2. Fastball up and away. Ball four. Leadoff walk to Gonzalez, who benched one for his last 19. And that'll bring up Bryson Brigman. Bryce Terang plays shortstop today for Nashville. Sal Frelick in left field. Esteban Ruiz is in center. And Matt Lipka in right. At outfield straight away. Game four of a six-game series. The Jumbo Shrimp won the opener 4-1. They've been outscored 18-5 in the two games since. Nashville a couple wire-to-wire wins pretty much. Here's the pitch to Brigman, right-hand batter. He dribbles one back to the mound. Gasser off the bump. The pitcher field spins. Throws to first. Nice dig out by the first baseman Singleton for the out. Gonzalez moves up to second. Fielder's choice 1-3. And that'll bring up the lefty, Jesus Sanchez. Jumbo Shrimp in their red uniforms tonight. Bold City written out across the chest in white. White number navy trim below that, also on the back with no name. Gray pants and the red caps for Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp State of Florida logo on the front. For Nashville, they're in their alternate navy tops. First pitch to Sanchez. Fastball up and in. That's ball one. White pants for the Sounds and three colored caps. It's a white front, navy brim, and navy back to the cap. A 1-0. Fastball strike at the belt outer half, and the count 1-1. Good crowd here tonight in Nashville. Fan appreciation day, fireworks after the game. Now the 1-1. Fastball strike at the belt outside corner, 1-2. Light slowly fading here in this 78-degree day. Little zephyr in from left center field today. Most of the series, the wind has been blowing out. 1-2 to Sanchez. Knocked back to the screen foul, and we'll do it again. Home plate umpire in today's game is Clint Vondrick. He's the crew chief. Jonathan Bioretta is at first base, and Ben Sontag at third. Shortstop Terang plays up the middle. Sanchez holds the hands out in front of his body. And the 1-2 from Gasser. Shot foul, third base sign off the netting of the Nashville dugout. And we'll do it again. Williams Astadio is on deck. Jesus Sanchez, when he was a kid, his brother taught him how to play baseball. Older brother by a couple of years. Now the 1-2. Again, line foul back to the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again. And Sanchez is naturally a right-handed thrower, does most things right-handed. And his brother, big fan of the Boston Red Sox, did not allow him to hit righty because his favorite player, David Ortiz, was a left-hand batter. And so Sanchez learned to hit by watching David Ortiz. The 1-2 bounced right side towards the hole. Through for a base hit. Gonzalez around third, heading for the plate. And Jesus Sanchez, after four hits yesterday, has an RBI single here in the top of the first. Today it's 1-0 Jacksonville as William Tostadillo comes to the plate. So a pretty hard hit ground ball just to the right of the second baseman, Reyes. He dove to his right, couldn't come up with it. And for Jesus Sanchez, it's a nine-game hitting streak in which he's batting about .550. OPS of more than 1,400. So he leads from first base. Here's Astadio, right-hand hitter. And the pitch from Gasser. Fastball hitting the air to center field. Not all that deep. Ruiz, the center fielder, back astride. Now comes in two more. Puts it away for the second out. Sanchez moves back to first. Two down here in the top of the first inning. And an early lead for the Jumbo Shrimp. If they win tonight and get a loss from Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, they would move into a tie for second place. Cannot go to first. And some good news, bad news on that front. Pitch to Burdick already. Fastball inside off the glove of the catcher, Severino. Towards the backstop, and Sanchez will take second base. So a runner in scoring position, two outs. Scranton Wilkes-Barre is winning right now, 7-2, top of the sixth inning over Worcester. And Durham, the team in first place, is up 6-3 at Gwinnett in the top of the fifth. So the Jumbo Shrimp need to win if those results hold just to keep pace. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball outside, two balls, no strikes. Behind them, Lehigh Valley down 5-1, top of the seventh at Rochester. Been a really rough series for the Iron Pigs. They've lost three in a row. And the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big cut and a changeup on the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. Buffalo tied at 1 with Syracuse. They're in the top of the sixth inning in upstate New York. And those five teams clustered by 3.5 games in the IL East. Two balls, one strike. Burdick comes up swinging. Misses on a fastball off the plate. 2-2. Two out, runner on second. 1-0 Jacksonville. Top of the first. Burdick knees bent, open stance. Elbow high. Holds the bat out in front of his back right shoulder. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 93 in the outside corner. Strike three. And that retires the side. One run for Jacksonville, one hit, they do move one. At the end of half an inning, Jumbo Shrimp in front, 1-0. Sounds coming to bat when we come back. Middle of the first in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS. WWK Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24-7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WWG today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric Box Office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Brian Miller. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
1-0 Jacksonville, bottom of the first inning. And Sal Frelick for Nashville leads things off. Eliezer Hernandez on the mound for the Jumbo Shrimp. 6-foot right-hander from Venezuela. First pitch fastball, rather high strike on the outside corner to Frelick in the count 0-1. So Frelick in left field leads off. As Staley Ruiz in center bat second, here's the 0-1. Fastball up and in, one ball, one strike. Bryce Terang, the shortstop, hits third. John Singleton at first base in the cleanup spot. Joel Weimer, the DH, hits fifth. Pablo Reyes, second baseman, bats sixth tonight. On the 1-1, fastball up and away. Two balls and one strike. Pedro Severino doing the catching and hitting seventh. Patrick Dorian at third base, eighth, a 2-1. Pop up, foul territory, third base side, this one out of play. Three rows into the seats, two balls, two strikes. Matt Lipka in right field hits ninth for Nashville. So it's Frelick, Ruiz, Terang, Singleton, Weimer, Reyes, Severino, Dorian, and Lipka. Ryan LaVarre behind the plate for the Jumbo Shrimp. Eric Gonzalez, normally a shortstop, playing first base tonight. Bryson Brigman at second. Luis Avilas Jr. at third. The shortstop is Ray Patrick Ditter. Burdick in left, Mesa in center, 2-2. Fastball inside, count is four, and Sanchez is in right. Sal Frelick has been a four in the side for the Jumbo Shrimp. He's played in eight games against them this year. 18 for 34. 3-2. Fastball at the letters outside corner, called strike three. So a high strike called by Vondrick, the home plate umpire. Jumbo Shrimp will take it. They have the first down here in the bottom of the first, up by a run. And here's Ruiz, right-hand batter. This is a really tough Nashville lineup. Freelick on a 32-game on base streak entering play today. And 1 through 9, they're really difficult to get out. Pitch to Ruiz, breaking ball, low and away, ball one to the righty. Nashville leads the International League in batting average, on base percentage. They're up there in a lot of different offensive categories as well. The 1-0, breaking ball, low and away, ball two. And in the month of September, they've somehow gotten better. As if leading the league wasn't enough, as a team, they're hitting 303. That means everybody, not just a couple here or there, their entire team collectively batting 303. And the 2-0. Fastball upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. To put that in perspective for you, in the International League this year, and batting averages down this day and age in baseball, 3-0. Fastball bottom of the zone, 3-1. That 303 team average would rank fifth among all players in the IL. So that's the worst of Nashville, still in that. 3-1, fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner, 3-2. And so this has been a really difficult assignment for a lot of pitchers, but especially for the Jumbo Shrimp this week. They came in to this series with the best ERA in the league over the last 3 weeks. 3-2, fastball at the knees, outside corner, called strike three. So Hernandez has gotten the first two looking. Two down here in the bottom of the first. And up comes the lefty, Bryce Terang. Jumbo Shrimp, lead ball one. How difficult has it been so far? Well, last two nights, the Jumbo Shrimp have given up 18 runs on 29 hits. Pitch to Terang. Popped down over the screen behind home plate, 0-1. But even more than that, they've pitched 25 innings in this series. They have a 1-2-3 inning in just two of those 25 innings. So there's been a lot of base runners for Nashville throughout the three games so far. 0-1 from Hernandez. Pop foul over the screen behind home plate again. And the count 0-2. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the first, 1-0 Jacksonville. Terang, the shortstop, hails from Glendale, Arizona. Former first-round pick by the Brewers. Now the 0-2 from Hernandez. Knocked foul to the netting behind home plate. We'll do it again. A high fastball there in 93 from Eliezer Hernandez. Former Miami Marlins Rule 5 draft pick in 2017. Came up with the Astros prior to that and had been pitching in A-ball before the Marlins picked him. The 0-2. Dribbled foul to the backstop behind home plate. We'll do it again. Hernandez pitched against Nashville back when he was with New Orleans in 2019. That was the AAA affiliate of the Marlins. Now it's Jacksonville. Outfield moves over to Pulistep. Another 0-2 coming to Freelick. The pitch. Fastball up and away. One ball, two strikes. Should say to Terang. Singleton on deck. That would be Weimer. Hernandez, third base side of the rubber, holds the hand to the belt, kicks and fires, 1-2. Grounded towards second, backhanded to his right by the second baseman. Brigman stops, goes high to first, and Gonzalez able to get the throw and come down in the bag just before Terang hits the pillow, and that retires the side. Well, 2-1-2-3 innings and 25 frames entering play today. Oh, here's Hernandez, a 1-2-3, bottom of the first. Nothing across for Nashville. And at the end of an inning, 1-0 Jacksonville. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you're getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Matthew Hamm. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
1-0 Jacksonville, top of the second inning. Ryan LaVarnway leads things off, followed by Victor Mesa and Luis Aviles Jr. Robert Gasser on the bump, third base side. Holds the hands at the belt. LaVarnway, feet about shoulder width. And the first pitch, lefty-righty. Fastball a little bit inside. It's ball one. So Robert Gasser, he's 23 years old. Lifelong A's fan. He grew up in the Sacramento area of California. Now the 1-0. Dribbled foul down the third base side and kind of a level of ball and a strike. When he was in high school, he actually played baseball, obviously, but he was also part of the Bass Fishing Club at Oak Ridge High School in Sacramento. Born in Folsom, California. Family liked to be out on the water, so he was a fisher, the 1-1. Breaking ball up high in the top of the zone. And the count 1-2. His sister, Hannah, a little bit older than him, was actually on the rowing team at San Diego State. So family liked to be outside. 1-2 in the way. Fastball high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Father Jim played baseball at the University of Nevada. And kind of interesting, you'd think for an A's fan, they had so much great pitching when Gasser was a kid. And Barry Zito, one of those guys who pitched here. Now the 2-2. Popped up, foul territory, first base side, and out of play, will do it again. But his favorite pitcher as a kid was Matt Moore, who came up with the Tampa Bay Rays and only recently pitched a bit with the San Francisco Giants. At the time, was a really good young pitcher, had some injuries, never really panned out fully. 2-2 on LaVarnway. Breaking ball yanked, foul on a line down the line to the left, and out of play, we'll do it again. 1-0 Jacksonville, top of the second. Dark night skies over top now in Nashville. The skyline here, really wonderful city, glittering out beyond the wall in center and right. 2 balls, 2 strikes. LaVarnway chops one to third, coming in the third baseman Dorian, gloves it near his left hip, runs out of the grass, throws to first, one away. So LaVarnway retired. Up comes Victor Mesa. It is Victor. He was born in Cuba. Father Victor Mesa Sr. was a legendary Cuban baseball coach for a long time. And he has a younger brother also named Victor Mesa Jr., but he goes by Victor. Right-hand batter. Open stance, knees bent. And the first pitch from Gasser. Fastball inside, ball one. Thanks to Drew and Mitch, Stephanie, and Tammy for listening in Nashville. Let us know if you're joining us at Jack Shrimp on Twitter, at Scott Kornberg, the 1-0. Fly ball in the air, pretty deep to right. Long run for Lipka back on the winning track. Goes into foul territory. And into the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen, makes the catch with the out. So Mesa just got under that ball and tailed away into foul ground. That's a tough play for Lipka, because the bullpen now is about a step into foul territory. And so you've got to, A, worry about the baseball. B, worry about going uphill all of a sudden as relievers are scattering all around you. And he was able to make the play. So 2 out, nobody on. Here's Aviles Jr. He takes a breaking ball, low ball one. Jumbo Shrimp by a run, top of the second. Aviles Jr., also born in Cuba, but his family won a lottery program to emigrate to the U.S. when he was about 10 years old, the 1-0. Grounded towards second base. Grasshopper skips one to the mid of Reyes, who field straightens, goes to first, and now retires the side. Nothing across for Jacksonville here in the second. And at the end of an inning and a half, they lead Nashville 1-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Bill Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
It's a bird, but it's a plane. Nope, it's another Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway. Hey, Crustacean Nation, make sure you are one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on Saturday, July 9th, for our Comic Hero Hawaiian shirt presented by Swisher. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
1-0 Jacksonville, bottom of the second, middle third of the order for Nashville. Singleton, Weimer, and Reyes for the Sounds. Eliezer Hernandez back to work. Nashville really good here at this facility. The first pitch to Singleton. Check swing liner off the netting over the third base dugout and the count 0-1. 44-25. 44 wins at home is the most in the International League this season. The 0-1. Fastball upstairs. 1-1. The Sounds have 6 of their last 12 at home. They go to Louisville next week. It's their final road trip of the year. And then they come back to play Memphis. The 1-1. Popped up on the infield, up the elevator shaft. Everybody converging behind the mound. The third baseman, Avilés Jr., makes the call, makes the catch. And there's one away, so Singleton retired. And up comes right-hand batting Joey Weimer. Nashville got the win yesterday, 6-1, so they've taken two of the first three in this series. The victory was the 2,184th win in the career of their manager, Rick Sweet. Here's the first pitch to Weimer. Breaking ball, a little bit low, ball one. And one more victory will tie Sweet for fifth place all time for wins in the minor leagues for a manager, the 1-0. Breaking ball, a little bit outside and low. Two balls, no strikes. The active leader is Buddy Bailey. He's in fourth place. Actually, third place now. 2-0. Elevated foul over the screen behind him. Played 2-1. And he just had his season end with Low A Myrtle Beach yesterday. The Pelicans eliminated from the playoffs by the Charleston Riverdogs. It was a good year for Bailey, continuing to add to that total. 2-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, 2-2. One out, nobody on, 1-0. Jacksonville in front, bottom of the second. Outfield straight as can be. Hernandez holds the hand to the belt. Into his windup and a 2-2. Fastball is high, Weimer lays off and the count is full. Nashville's magic number is just 9, so any amount of Nashville wins or Columbus losses adding up to 9 will guarantee Nashville a playoff spot. 3-2. Breaking ball, high ball, 4. First base runner for the Sounds. Comes with one out here in the bottom of the second. It's a walk to Weimer, and up comes Pablo Reyes. right-hand batting second baseman. Columbus has really struggled in their series against Omaha, and they're losing again, 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth, and they do have the bases loaded, nobody out. Righty against righty, the pitch to Reyes. Fastball in the dirt, that's ball one. The winner of the International League West, right now that's Nashville. The winner of the IL East, that's the place Jacksonville's trying to get. The trailing sprint to Wilkes-Barre by a game, Durham by a game and a half. Those division winners face off against each other in a one-game playoff, a 1-0. Breaking ball outside, ball two. That playoff is in Las Vegas. And then the winner of that game plays the winner of the Pacific Coast League playoff, so the other AAA league. And then they play for the AAA National Championship for 2-0. Line foul to the screen behind home plate, 2-1. That's also a one-game winner take all. Two balls, one strike. The Jumbo Shrimp end their season. Three more against Nashville, including tonight. 2-1. Wave and a miss and a breaking ball in the outside corner. 2-2. They go home to play Charlotte, who has the worst record in the league. Six games next week. That's a series that the Jumbo Shrimp really have to take care of business in. Winning probably minimum of four in the worst case scenario, but five or six preferably. In that six-game set. 2-2. Fastball on the black outside corner, called strike three. So Hernandez, three strikeouts looking. Two down here in the second inning. And up comes Pedro Severino. Runner on first and two outs. Jumbo Shrimp by one. They close the year with Norfolk, a team that's playing really well right now. Tides have won 8 of 10 entering play today. And for Durham, the team at the top, it's the reverse schedule. They have six with Norfolk next week. The pitch, breaking ball a little bit outside, ball one. That is in the Bull City. And then they go to Charlotte to close the season. Scranton Wilkes-Barre plays Lehigh Valley and then Buffalo. 1-0. Fastball outside, ball two. So almost certainly the Jumbo Shrimp have the easiest schedule of the teams contending. But they still have to take care of business, and obviously they need some help at this juncture as well. 2-0. Right back to the backstop foul. 2-1. Weimer on first with two outs. Patrick Dorian on deck. Jumbo Shrimp have an RBI single in the first inning as the game's lone run. That by Jesus Sanchez. Great crowd here tonight in Nashville. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball on the outside corner. 2-2. Seating here goes corner to corner behind home plate with extra seats in right and right center and left field. There's a grassy berm area out in the left center that's packed with people sitting on towels and kids running around right now out there. The 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Count is full. So Reimer's going to get a head start with two outs here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 game. The Jumbo Shrimp in front. Severino, yellow batting gloves. Two-tone bat. Black handle. Natural wood-colored barrel. Close stance. 3-2, one it goes. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the plate away. Strike three. Great beginning to this game for Eliezer Hernandez, who has four strikeouts through two scoreless innings. No runs, no hits. One runner left out base. At the end of two, Jacksonville 1, Nashville nothing. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp wants to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect venue. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Brigham. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
1-0 Jacksonville. We're in the top of the third inning. And the Jumbo Shrimp will send Ray Patrick Dinner, Eric Gonzalez, and Bryson Brinkman to the plate here in this third inning. Eliezer Hernandez getting a great beginning to this game. Hernandez has struck out four through two shutout frames. Robert Gasser's been pretty good as well. First pitch to Dinner, lefty-righty fastball a little bit low, and that's ball one. Now you pretty much know with the way Nashville hits that one run probably is not going to do it. You got to score a lot against them, and a fastball inside. Two balls and no strikes on Dinner. Outfield strain as can be. Gasser into his windup in the pitch. Liner into center field, not deep. Ruiz, the center fielder, trots back over his left shoulder, hands it near his left hip, and there's one away. So Dinner flies out to center, and here's the right-hand batting, Eric Gonzalez. So lefty against righty situation. First pitch from Gasser, swing and a miss and a breaking ball down and in, the count 0-1. Gonzalez knees bent, open stance, swings and tops it foul to the backstop behind home plate. And the count nothing and two. So again, the Jumbo Shrimp, 12 games to go. You probably need all of them at this juncture. 0-2, fastball outside. And we'll do it again. Brinkman on deck. Anybody would have reached. Sanchez would come to the plate. 1-2. Changeup outside. Two balls and two strikes. Jumbo Shrimp by one. One out, nobody on. Top of the third. Robert Gasser promoted to Nashville on August 31st, the 2-2. Fastball just a little bit high, and the count is full. He was one of the two prospects acquired by the Brewers in the deal that sent Josh Hader to the Padres, the other being a center fielder, Esteban Ruiz. 3-2. Foul, first base side out of play. That will do it again. And Gasser began the year at High A Fort Wayne, made 18 starts there. He was traded. The Brewers promoted him to Double A Biloxi, and after four outings with the Shuckers, they brought him here to Nashville. 3-2. Fastball outside, ball four. So Gonzalez draws a one-out walk, and up comes Bryson Brinkman. And they pretty much said, like, you know, this is a guy that we didn't think needs a lot of time in Double A to be ready for Triple A. His stuff is good enough right now.
And Gasser's coming off a really good outing. One run on five hits in 6 2/3 innings against Charlotte last week. He struck out six, only walked one. Didn't throw as well as first time out. That was his AAA debut. Here's the pitch to Brinkman to righty. And a fastball down and in, ball one. So Gasser all of a sudden has lost things a little bit at times here throughout this game, walking Gonzalez twice, falling behind Brinkman 1-0. Fastball outside, ball two. Up before third of first chases Gonzalez back. Brinkman 6 for his last 16. Hanna wait for the Jumbo Shrimp. 2-0, fastball up and away, ball 3, and Gasser's kind of lost things here. So Juan Gonzalez, after getting dinner, to fly out to center field. 3-0. Fastball down the chute. Called strike one. Gasser back in June while pitching for High A Fort Wayne. Probably had his best start of his career. Here's the 3-1. Grounded to second base. Could be two. Reyes Fields goes to second one. The shortstop to Angle. The first double play. 4-6-3, and the Steiners retired here in the third. So just like that, Gasser regains his mojo and gets out of the third unscathed. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of 2.5 innings, Jumbo Shrimp 1, Sounds nothing. Jumbo Shrimp 1, powered by FAS.
Souvenir store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Tickets must be redeemed in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jeff from the Bozeman Living News. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half of the third inning in Nashville, 1-0. Jacksonville in front. Patrick Dorian leads off, followed by Matt Loca and Sal Frelick. First pitch from Hernandez. Fastball downstairs, ball one. So Hernandez really sharp so far. Only base runner against was a walk with one out to Joey Weimer in the second. Outfield to pull the 1-0. Dorian swings, pops it up. Foul territory behind home plate. And the count 1-1. Columbus is taking the lead against Omaha. That's relevant for Nashville. 6-5, the Clippers up top of the sixth inning. They just scored four times in the fifth. But bad news for the Jumbo Shrimp. Scranton-Wilkes-Barre is added to its lead. It's 8-2 Rail Riders, top of the seventh against Worcester. 1-1. Line shot down the right and right. That's a base hit rolling up against the wall. Dorian around first, chugging for second. The throw from Sanchez is late,
And a leadoff double for Nashville here in the third by Patrick Dorian. So Matt Lipfield will come up to the plate. First hit for the Sounds in the game. 8-2. Vail Riders over the Roof Sox. Top of the seventh. Top of the seventh, Durham leads at Gwinnett 7-3. So righty against righty. Jumbo Shrimp elimination number is 12. Here's the pitch. Fastball low and away, ball one. So any amount of Durham wins and Jacksonville losses adding up to 12 would eliminate the Jumbo Shrimp. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch of Hernandez. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the plate away. 1-1. Matt Lipka, former Texas Rangers farmhand. Was a really good wide receiver in high school. Caught 22 touchdown passes as a senior. The 1-1. Swing and a miss of a breaking ball below the zone. 1-2. His quarterback was a former Major League pitcher, Zach Lee. He pitched for a few years for the Dodgers and the Padres. And his battery mate was Lipka. Just like that, as a wide receiver. Very good defensive outfielder. 1-2 from Hernandez to Lipka. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball off the plate. Strike three. Five punch outs for Hernandez. One down here in the third. Runner on second. Left-hand swinger. For nearly his entire life, Sal Frelick, when they asked him, what's your favorite sport, he always would switch. I did a lot of different things as a kid. Left-hand batter in the first pitch. Fastball bottom of the zone, called strike one. First favorite sport was T-ball, and then he learned how to skate. He's from New England. Native of Boston, Massachusetts, and said hockey was his favorite player when he was 5 years old. Football was his favorite player at 9-1. Fastball upstairs, one ball, one strike. Should say favorite sport. At 9 years old, he started playing Pop Warner. He was a terrific athlete. Captain of his football, hockey, and baseball teams in high school in Lexington, Massachusetts, right where the Revolutionary War started. The 1-1. Fastball bottom of the zone, called strike two. Probably best sport was actually not baseball, but football. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Massachusetts as a senior. He accounted for more than 3,700 yards. 1-2. Fastball at the letters outside corner, called strike three. Six strikeouts for Hernandez. Two down here in the third. Runner still on second. One left in Jacksonville for Ruiz. Also 51 touchdowns. 31 passing touchdowns, 20 rushing. He was so good. An opposing coach called him a once-in-a-generation player. Had a chance to play college football, but pitched to Ruiz. Breaking ball low and away, ball one. He decided to go to Boston College to play baseball, and he had a great career there. No balls, one strike. Runner on second. Two out here in the bottom of the third. 0-1. Line back to the screen, foul, and the count of 2. Each side with one hit. Ruiz has been hot of late since getting optioned by Milwaukee back to Nashville. 8-for-20, 400 average, 6 steals, including franchise record 5 in one game 2 nights ago. Now the 0-2. Popped up behind second. The second baseman Brigman started onto the grass. Now comes back to the infield dirt. Plucks the ball out of the air, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. At the end of three innings, 1-0 Jacksonville over Nashville.
the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When you enter your trouble lodge, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp home game for the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thursday, Thursday presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thursday, Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
This is Jacksonville, outfielder Jesus Sanchez. You listen to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball ESPN 690.
Jesus Sanchez leads off here to start the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Jacksonville. Sanchez, Astudillo, and Burnick, the heart of the order for the Jumbo Shrimp. Robert Gasser back to work, lefty-lefty, first pitch. Breaking ball, looked in the air, shallow right center, it's a base hit. Jesus Sanchez is 6 for his last 6. So smoking hot right now. This single in the first inning is the only other hit besides this one tonight for Jacksonville. Also one of the main run of the game so far. It was Astudillo, right-hand hitter. This is the 4-4-4, 4-4-4-4, fourth inning. Brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. The number to call is 904-444-4444. The first pitch where it goes, and it's slapped foul over the screen behind home plate on one. Phillips and Hunt committed to justice. Sanchez back to first base after the foul ball. Robert Gasser, June 20th of this year, probably the best start of his career, pitching for High A Fort Wayne, there the Padres before he got traded. On a pitch, Astudillo lines it to left, going back, Frelick has a play. Shy of the warning track, makes the catch. And there's one out, Sanchez back to first base, and up comes Burdick, right-hand batter. Gasser worked 7 no-hit innings, and Fort Wayne ended up beating Lansing 14-0. I know what you're thinking. Did he throw the no-hitter combined with a teammate? No. Pitch. Boy, it takes a changeup outside ball one. Gabriel Morales, reliever, came in and gave up 2 hits. Still good. 7 no-hit innings for Gasser. 8 strikeouts. Only allowed 1 walk through 88 pitches and was pulled from the game. Down to 1-0. Popped up, foul territory, near first base, in the coach's box. Singleton, the first baseman, cans it. 2 down. Sanchez still at first. Gasser here in this frame has only thrown 52 pitches to this point. They're really efficient as the Vardway comes to the plate. Jacksonville out hitting Nashville 2-1. Lefty against righty, the pitch from Gasser. In the dirt with a breaking ball. Sanchez thought about going to second. Instead, put on the brakes. Ball squirted away from the catcher Severino. A little bit to the left of the home plate area, but not enough for Sanchez to take off. One ball, no strikes. Ryan LaVarnley is... family is in town. His wife, his 3-month-old daughter. He's got his nephew in town as well. Their family, the 1-0. Swing and a miss of a fastball in the outside corner. 1-1, some other Cousins. So he's been really busy this weekend in Nashville. He and his wife make their home in Denver, Colorado now. He said that's the one team he'd want to play for. The 1-1, swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-2, living at home instead of having to try to find an apartment for his family. Longley's been a professional baseball player for 15 years, mainly with the Red Sox. 1-2, change up low and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's got a lot of options. He's thinking about maybe retiring after the season, unsure. Maybe he wants to go into broadcasting. Maybe he wants to go to a front office or some sort of managing or coaching role. 2-2. Swing and a foul at home plate, and we'll do it again. Kind of weighing a bunch of stuff. And he was saying today that he's not sure if he's done playing. He's 35, but there's a shot that Peyton Henry, Jumbo Shrimp catcher, was hit by a pitch the other night and likely is going to be out for extended time. And you would be the guy that would be called up if Miami needed a catcher. Well, if Henry's hurt, the 2-2, way outside, just a bit outside, all the way to the backstop. And on the wild pitch, Sanchez goes on down to second. Count is 4-3, with two outs, rather, here in the top of the fourth. 1-0 Jacksonville. Lowley was saying that, you know, let's just say someone on the Marlins roster, Jacob Stallings, gets hurt or another catcher, he's got a shot to be the guy who gets called up. And he said that would be really cool to end the season in the major leagues. 3-2. Wide fouls at the netting behind home plate, will do it again. That's the way it is for these guys in AAA. You're an injury away sometimes from getting called up. Well, LeVon Ways lived that. On the other side, he's gotten hurt at times in his career and had somebody come in to take his place, and that can be scary, right? You can barely lose your job, like Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Scott with a fastball in the outside corner, strike three, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit. One runner left on base. Gasser with 2 strikeouts through 4 innings of 2-run ball, middle of the 4th inning, and Jacksonville in front, 1-0 over Nashville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season on April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th. Fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or a small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp Home Game for the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Road Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thirsty Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Brigman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
1-0 Jacksonville, bottom of the fourth, heart of the order, Bryce Terang, John Singleton, Joey Weimer against Eliezer Hernandez in the first pitch, swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Count nothing and one. This is the 4-4-4, 4-4-4-4 fourth inning, brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit FloridaJustice.com. The 0-1. Fastball high, one ball, one strike. The number to call is 904-444-4444. Phillips and Hunt committed to justice. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball popped down over the screen behind home plate in the count 1-2. Jumbo Shrimp had two hits in the game, both from Jesus Sanchez. He had four hits last night. Nashville only one knock so far. Leadoff double by Dorian in the third. 1-2. Bouncing ball to third. Ryan Alvarez Jr. plays it to his left side. Throws to first. And there's one down. So Hernandez continues to roll here. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth in a one-nothing game. Here's John Stevenson. Elsewhere in the International League, Rochester beat Lehigh Valley today 5-1. Iron Pigs have lost the first four of that series. First pitch fastball high, ball one. And that's with the playoffs on the line. They're going to drop further back, it looks like, should the other results hold in the league. 1-0. Fastball, one high strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Syracuse has scored four in the eighth. They've taken the lead over Buffalo 5-1. It's big. Buffalo three back entering play. Lehigh Valley 3.5. The 1-1 knocked foul on the ground to the third base dugout of Nashville. 1-2. Scranton Wilkes-Barre scored six in the second. They lead at home against Worcester 8-2. Top of the eighth. Charlotte getting destroyed again. 9-0. Norfolk bottom of the seventh in Virginia. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 94. Strike three. Seven punch outs for Hernandez. Two away here in the fourth. And up front three. Rubel was 1-0 game. Toledo 9. Indianapolis 6. Bottom of the sixth inning in Indiana. Bottom of the eighth. Durham leads Equinet 7-3 thanks to a 5-run third. First pitch to Rubel. Change up over the inside corner of the belt, nothing in one. Columbus scored four in the fifth to take the lead over Omaha 6-5. They're in the top of the seventh in Ohio. 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Out of the Midwest, St. Paul leads Louisville 2-0, bottom of the third, and Iowa in front of Memphis 4-1, also in the bottom of the third. The 1-1 pitch. Liner towards short by a diving hitter in the left base hit. Second hit of the game for Nashville. Joey Reamer, a two-out single. It's 1-0 Jacksonville here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Up comes Pablo Reyes. Another right-hand batter. In the Marlins organization, Miami playing at Washington, they're the only team they can beat consistently. They're 12-1 against the Nationals this year. And against everybody else, their winning percentage is about 330. They're up 4-0, though, bottom of the seventh in D.C. Lewin Diaz has homered in that game. First pitch to Reyes, fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Jesus Lozano, six scoreless innings, six strikeouts, no walks, and four hits allowed. He's been really good for the Marlins. Milwaukee chasing a playoff spot. Now the parent club of the Sounds, 0-1. Swing and a foul at home plate. Balls and two strikes. The Padres have the last wild card spot in the National League. And Milwaukee's right on San Diego's heels. A game and a half out. Padres are struggling again here in September. It's 5-0, the Yankees in front of the Brewers in the bottom of the second. 0-2. Fastball is high. One ball and two strikes. So Adrian Hauser, who really struggled against Jacksonville in his rehab in Florida, has really struggled today against the Yankees. Five runs on six hits in two innings. Gleyber Torres had a double, 1-2. Knocked back to the screen, foul will do it again. Oswald Cabrera, who they called up from Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, drawn a couple walks, scored a run. Josh Donaldson has driven in two so far. Big error helped bring in a run as well for the Yankees. So a weekend set for them in Milwaukee. The Marlins are in the nation's capital. Throw to first and Wheeler dives back in. The only other game going on in these two farm systems actually involves Milwaukee's AA team Biloxi playing against Miami's AA team Pensacola, and again Biloxi's winning. 2-0 top of the sixth. The Shuckers have won the first three of that series. 1-2. Popped up right in the home plate area. The catcher, the right away, tiptoes to his right, makes the catch, side retired. Eliezer Hernandez, four pretty dominant innings so far. Seven strikeouts, only two hits against. No runs a hit. One left for Nashville here in the fourth. At the end of four, 1-0 Jacksonville. On the Jumbo Show Network, powered by FIX.
Never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12 ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric Box Office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by call the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Top of the fifth inning, and it's 1-0 Jacksonville. Pitcher's duel here in Nashville after some offensive fireworks the last couple of nights. Victor Mesa leads off. First pitch fastball strike at the knees outside corner of right-hand batter from the lefty Robert Gasser. Count 0-1. Robert Gasser went to the University of Houston the 0-1. Fastball inside. One ball, one strike, though. It was a long journey to get to that point. He began his career at the University of New Mexico. He transferred after one season, 1-1. Bouncing ball over the mound behind second and through for a base hit. Mesa takes a big turn at second base. The ball retrieved in shallow center by the second baseman, Reyes. Jumbo Shrimp had the leadoff man out for the second inning in a row. For the third time today, up by a run, he's Avi was junior. Gasser went to a junior college after that and then transferred to Houston. Really struggled in the shortened 2020 season. And Todd Whittem, their head coach, said, well, this head coach in college baseball, not manager, runner goes, pitches inside, throw to second, not in time. Mesa steals second base. So he's in scoring position with nobody out. It's his sixth steal in seven tries. Whittem didn't have Gasser on his radar to be a starting pitcher in 2021. Here's the pitch to Alvin Jr. Fastball, eye level outside, ball two, but he worked really hard in the offseason, gained about 20 pounds of muscle, worked with a really good trainer, and found his velocity kick up on his fastball. He'd been topping at about 89 miles per hour, and with the added muscle, 2-0. Fastball just outside, two balls and one strike. He got his fastball as high as 96 miles per hour. After winter break, Houston told him, hey, you're going to not just be in our rotation, 3-0. Line foul over the screen behind him, play 3-1. You're going to be our Friday night starter, the ace starting pitcher in the college baseball ranks. And they said it's something he completely earned. In Winning's words, Gasser fell in love with the weight room. 3-1. And the pitch to Alvarez Jr. Fastball outside, ball 4. The first two are on here in the fifth inning. And up comes the right-hand batting, Ray Patrick Hitter. This is the bottom of the order that Gasser has let on. Well, Gasser, really good year at Houston. 2.63 ERA and 14 starts, and the Padres picked him second round and traded him a year and a half later for Josh Hader, arguably the best reliever in baseball. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, the hitter, ball 1. Also, Esteli Ruiz, who's the center fielder today for Nashville in that deal. 1-0, no strikes. And the pitch, changeup up and away. That's ball 2. So Gasser in a little bit of trouble here in this fifth inning. Top of the order is next. Ditto is a guy who's struggling. 217 batter. The 2-0 pitch. Line shot in the right field. Charging in. Lucas snares it for the out. Goes back to first, not in time. Alvarez Jr. back there. That ball was scalded by Alvarez Jr., but Lipka was playing shallow in right field. Nearly overran that ball. He had to move to his left at the last second. It's a big out. Could have easily gotten by Lipka. Mesa still on second. And here's Gonzalez, who's walked twice. Lefty-righty first pitch. Breaking ball. Strike at the knees outside corner. 0-1. First and second here for the Jumbo Shrimp. Up by one. Top of the fifth. You don't expect a run to hold up against Nashville. Too good of a hitting team. They need some insurance. The 0-1. Little dribbler found at the backstop behind home plate. And the count 0-2. Outfield a step the other way. Brigman on deck. 0-2. Fastball way outside and high. 1-2. Jumbo Shrimp out hitting the Sounds 3-2. They've left two on so far. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and a breaking ball below the zone, strike 3. Gasser's got his third strikeout. And here comes Brigman with two out and two on. Jumbo Shrimp in this game, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. The one hit being the Sanchez RBI single in the first. Sanchez is on deck. He's 6 for his last 6. Here's the pitch to Brigman. Good breaking ball over the inside corner. 0-1. At batting practice today, Phil Plantier, the Jumbo Shrimp hitting coach, said that you got to get Gasser arm side, a.k.a. outside part of the plate against a righty. The 0-1. There was a pitch on the outside part of the plate, but Brigman swung through the fastball. The count 0-2. He's really good going to his glove side, able to, in Plantier's words, scatter pitches to make them difficult to hit. But lethal arm side, 0-2. Runner on second goes, breaking ball in the dirt. Ball 1 and no throw to third. So Mesa steals third base. Runners on the corners with 2 outs. It's big because a wild pitch or a passed ball, we've seen each of those so far in this game, could bring in a run. 1-2, little roller foul over near the Nashville dugout on the third base side, and we'll do it again. outfield straight up, pretty shallow all the way around. Ruiz in center, because he covers so much ground, plays pretty shallow anyway. Brigman's slight closed stance, 1-2. Fastball outside, two balls, two strikes. Gasser about to throw his 80th pitch of the game. Threw 95 his last time out. 2-2. Up and away with a fastball, and the count is full. Doesn't seem to be on his sharpest. He's walked three so far today, and that's kind of his calling card. Did walk six in his first AAA start, though. 3-2. Abelis Jr. will run from first. He goes the pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball four. Another walk. Loads the bases with two outs. And a 1-0 game. And Jesus Sanchez, who's crushed Nashville pitching. It's the last guy you want to walk somebody in front to load the bases when he could have been out of the inning. Little visit out to the mound from the pitching coach, or rather from the catcher, Severino. The pitching coach, Ricardo, is on the top step of the dugout, but he has not moved from that perch. Bases loaded, two outs. Jacksonville 1, Nashville nothing, top of the fifth. Huge moment in this game. A chance for Sanchez to add on. Lefty-lefty, Sanchez black bat, and the first pitch. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner, 0-1. Sanchez holds the bat pretty low. Red batting gloves, red jersey, gray pants, navy batter's helmet. The 0-1, a half cut to high fastball. He tipped it into the mitt of the catcher, Severino, 0-2. Gasser's challenged Sanchez with a couple of fastballs. Now way in front, 0-2. Gasser comes ready at the belt. Severino sets up away. The pitch. Fastball in the dirt. Gets away from Severino. Mesa charging in. Severino tries to dive and tag him, and he can't. Mesa slides in head first. It's 2-0 Jacksonville. That ball didn't even get out of the dirt of the home plate area. But Mesa, not hesitating, just sprinted in from third base, and Severino lunged to his left, couldn't get the tag on in time. And it's 2-0 Jacksonville. Abelis Jr. also moves up from second to third. Brigman first to second. One ball, two strikes. That could have easily been blocked by Severino, I think. Here's the pitch from Gasser. And a triple in front of the backstop behind home plate. We'll do it again. It is a passed ball. So some mistakes here for Nashville in this game. Passed ball helped the first run score as well. 1-2. Change up out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Gasser. A foul over the screen behind home plate. It will do it again. So a passed ball has brought in the second jumbo shrimp run. When you're a game and a half out of first with 12 to go, you need whatever you can get. Especially when you're playing the pit team with the best record in AAA. So Nashville Sounds are really good. The 2-2. Breaking ball up, and he's inside corner. Call strike three, side retired. Three punch-outs for Gasser, but the Jumbo should pick up another run. Doing it with only one hit and leave a pair. Middle of the fifth inning, we're halfway home. Jacksonville 2, Nashville nothing. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we sell. Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds to or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at One Twin Financial Ballpark. With Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville right-handed pitcher Jimmy Yacobonis. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
2-0 Jacksonville here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Eliezer Hernandez dominant so far. There's a first pitch fastball. Low and away to Pedro Severino. The count 1-0. It's the bottom of the order for the Sounds. Severino, Dorian, and Lipka. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball line down to the screen behind home plate. 1-1. So the Sounds are the AAA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. And not many people know this, but the Brewers are one of the original American League teams. The American League founded on March 5th, 1900 in Milwaukee, the 1-1. Grounded is short right at dinner. Field straightens, takes a step, throws to first, one away. And up comes Dorian. And actually a spot to commemorate the moment at the Republican House Hotel in Milwaukee. There were five essential people at that meeting. Three of them were in the Hall of Fame: Connie Mack, Charlie Comiskey, Ben Johnson. The other two were Milwaukee lawyers and brothers, Henry and Matthew Kilalea. First pitch to Dorian. Fastball low and inside. Ball one. They owned a minor league team called the Milwaukee Brewers, but they wanted to bring Major League Baseball to Milwaukee, the 0-1. Changeup strike at the knees outside corner. 0-2. They wanted to get into the National League. There was the Senior Circuit, could not. And so a bunch of teams formed the American League, the 0-2. Low with a breaking ball. 1-0, 2 strikes. 1-0, nobody on. Jacksonville leads by 2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And so that day, March 5th, 1900, they founded the AL, the 1-1. Downstairs, ball 2. Rather, 3 balls and 1 strike. The teams are the Chicago White Stockings, now the White Sox, 3-1. Swing and a miss, good fastball down in the zone, 3-2. Cleveland Bluebirds, Detroit Tigers, Baltimore Orioles, who are now the New York Yankees, Philadelphia A's, Washington Senators, and yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers. Here's the 3-2. High pop up, foul territory, third base side. Third baseman Aguilar Jr. near the sidewall squeezes for the out. So two down here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up the right-hand batting Matt Lipka. Action in the bullpen for Nashville. Right-hander throwing down the left field line. Those Brewers lasted just 1 year in Milwaukee. They moved to St. Louis. They became the St. Louis Browns. And remember, we told you the Orioles became the Yankees. The first pitch, little number back over the mound, charging in the second baseman, Brinkman. Fields fires to first side, retired. Well, the Brewers became the Browns, and they became the Baltimore Orioles. And that is the Baltimore Orioles we know of today. So it's a little bit of a circle in the American League, and the Brewers came back. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. 1-2-3 inning for Hernandez. It's his second of the game. Jumbo Shrimp had 2-0 series coming in. Nothing across for Nashville. At the end of 5 innings here in the Music City, Jacksonville 2, the Sounds nothing. Now the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
After each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 1-1 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville outfielder J.J. Bladet. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Two nothing Jacksonville, top of the sixth, middle third of the order for the Jumbo Shrimp against the new pitcher, right-hander Zach Brown into the game. 6'1", 199-pounder from Louisville. This is Williams-Astadillo. First pitch, hits him with a fastball inside. And the Jumbo Shrimp get the leadoff man on again. So that's three innings in a row. One in the first, one in the fifth for Jacksonville. And up comes Peyton Burdick. Five innings today for Robert Gasser. Gave up two runs, one earned on three hits. Walked four and struck out four. So it was all right. Pitch to Burdick. Breaking ball skied in the shallow center. The shortstop to rang out. About 10 feet out of the outfield grass. Cans it for the first out. So Burdick retired. And up comes Ryan LaVonway in this 2-0 game. There's another righty up in the Nashville bullpen. They're pretty aggressive about going to the bullpen an inning at a time for the most part. Don't really stretch out their relievers too much. LaVonway, right-hand batter. Astadillo, small lead at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, ball one. Nobody up in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen, and why would they? Eliezer Hernandez has been fantastic. No runs on two hits and seven strikeouts in five shutout frames so far. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball a little bit outside, ball two. Astadillo took off there for a moment and then stopped. Tyler Herb is loosening in the bullpen for Nashville. Guy who started some games for the Sounds. 2-0. Breaking ball strike at the knees inside corner. 2-1. Zach Brown went to Mississippi State University. They've got some of the best college baseball tradition. They built a new ballpark recently, but before that they had a special place called the Left Field Lounge. And the 2-1, broken back player towards right, and shallow right, picked by the second baseman, Reyes has no play, first to second, and it's an infield single for LaVonway, that ball 51 miles per hour off the bat, first and second, one out, and up comes Victor Mesa, 2-0, Jacksonville in front here in the top of the sixth, and so what happened was there was this open area behind the left field wall.
and a bunch of people brought these old rusted out cars. They took out the engine and they put in a grill in the front of the car, and they would barbecue before and during games, and they'd rag on the left fielder. Actually, sometimes they put some chairs up in the bed of like pickup trucks and stuff, and then give the left fielder some food after the game. It was like a, hey, thanks for letting us razz you. Here you go. But some guys who have played in the SEC have said that that's a tough place to play during the game, the pitch. Breaking ball up high, check swing and appeal, no swing, 1-0. It's one of the best places to play also because you get great food. They're smoking it all throughout the day and sometimes even before a series as well. 1-0, no strikes. Brad's falling behind again. The pitch, fastball low, ball 2. So Zach Brown has made 8 pitches, only 3 strikes so far. A couple of years ago, he was the Brewers minor league pitcher of the year, but he's struggled ever since that campaign. 2-0, broken bat flare foul on the first base side, 2-1. And Brown this year has kind of been back and forth between the Nashville Sounds and Double-A Biloxi. And 4.30 ERA for the Sounds. Opponents batted only 220 against him. The question with him is the walks. He can sometimes be a little bit wild. 2-1. Astudillo on first. Astudillo on second. Lavarnway on first. Pitch to Mesa. Swung on and fouled at home plate. And the count 2-2. Avilés Jr. on deck. -78 degrees at first pitch. The 2-2. Breaking ball line to the right. Lipka back over his left shoulder out of the warning track. Makes the catch. Astudillo tags from second, heads to third. There's runners on the corners now with 2 outs. Mesa's hit it hard a couple times in Lipka's direction, and Lipka's made a good play each time. That time racing back into his left in the corner and squeezed that as he crossed out of the warning track. Up comes Avilés Jr. 2-0, 2-0, 2-0 Jacksonville lead, top of the sixth. So 78 degrees at first pitch. 73 right now. It's a great night for baseball. Pitch to Avilés Jr. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball downstairs. Nothing in one. It's a great crowd on hand here in Nashville as well. This is one of the best places in the minor leagues to catch a game. The 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. There's some rumors that Major League Baseball is thinking about bringing a team here to Nashville. And would it be a relocation like a Tampa Bay or an Oakland? Could be an expansion team. We'll see how that goes, but Nashville's in the running for that. Charlotte in the running for that. Las Vegas. 1-1. Up and in. Hits Avilés Jr. on the left arm. Almost got him on the helmet. Ooh, that was scary. Fell right down. Eric Rigelsberger, the trainer, coming out. And that's the thing with facing Zach Brown. He doesn't really know where it's going a lot of the times. That ball hit him on the guard near his tricep. Thankfully, didn't hit him anywhere else. We heard it in the ground mic, him going, ooh. Bases loaded again, 2 outs. 2-0 game is Ray Patrick Ditter. Rigelsberger retreats back to the first base dugout. He's got family in town here as well. 2 out, nobody on. 2-0 game, Nashville. Trailing here in the sixth, pitch to Ditter. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. left field straight up. Astudillo on third. Lavargue on second. Avilés Jr. on first. The 0-1. Breaking ball nub towards second base. Charging in Reyes. Field straightens those to first. And that retires the side. Jacksonville friends, they can't score. No runs ahead. Bases left loaded. They've left seven on through the first six innings. Right now they're up 2-0 over Nashville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at TIAABank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce five regular season dates for Forever Vets Canines and Crustacean Dog Days. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
The Jumbo Shrimp want Crustacean Nation to always be prepared when going to the beach. That's why we're giving away a beach bag cooler to the first 2,000 fans through the gates on August 20th. The beach bag cooler is presented by Ascension St. Vincent. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Lindgren. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Top of the order for Nashville, bottom of the sixth inning. 2-0 Jacksonville. It's Frelick, Ruiz, and Terang against Eliezer Hernandez, who's been fantastic in this game so far. Seven strikeouts. Five scoreless innings coming off a five-inning, one-run outing in which he threw 82 pitches. And when he was wide up here, pitched to Frelick, breaking ball, low ball one. That was his 79th of the game. Going through the order the third time now with a 2-0 lead. The 1-0. Liner in the right field. That's a base hit. Sal Frelick on base streak extends to 33 games, the fifth longest in the International League this season. And since he got promoted to Nashville on August 2nd, nobody in the league has more hits than Frelick, 56 in a month and a half. Just waiting back in the breaking ball there and flaring it to the right. So here's Ruiz, the tying run of the plate. Told you earlier that Brewers were an original American League team. There's a fan on the field near shortstop. He's just hanging out. Nobody is going to get him. Jumbo Shrimp players are backing away. Where's the security? Fan is raising his hands triumphantly, going to third base. He's walking around. He's being coaxed off the field by Jumbo Shrimp third baseman Luis Avilés Jr., who fist pumps him. And finally, a couple groundskeepers bring the fan to the gates. Boy, that is the most pitiful display of security I've ever seen. And now he's getting walked up the stands. Sternly. It took a while. He could have ran out there, been out there for as long as he wanted. So runner on first, nobody out. Where was everybody? Outfield the other way. And the pitch to Ruiz. Breaking ball hammer deep to left. Down the line. If it's fair, it's fair. It curls just foul. Ruiz crushed that ball. And Jacksonville has their 2-0 lead. Stayed that way for a little bit longer at the very least. So the original Brewers eventually became the modern Orioles. The modern Brewers moved from Seattle. It used to be the Seattle Pilots. But they moved so quickly. 0-1, fastball up and in, 1-1 strike. The purchase and the move was finalized 6 days before opening day in 1970. And so the plan was for Bud Selig, his ownership group, to honor the minor league Milwaukee Brewers by changing the colors to navy and red. 1-1 pitch. Foul off the netting above the first base dugout of Jacksonville. 1-2. But the relocation was so hastily arranged, there was no time to order new uniforms. And so the 1970 Milwaukee Brewers, their uniforms, they tore the letters and numbers off the Seattle Pilots uniforms. And because the Pilots wore blue and yellow, that's where the Brewers got their colors. And it ended up becoming really popular with the fans. They never switched their colors to the navy and red. They just kept them that blue and gold. But even that entire first year, if you look closely enough, you could see the outline of the Pilots where the stitches used to be on the uniforms. A pitch clock violation, so it's 2-2. Ruiz flies it to left field, not deep. Long run for Curry towards the line. This one kicks in. It's a base hit. Freelick stops at second. And Nashville, which had two hits through the first five innings, has the first to run here in the sixth for Bryce Turang, who has a case to win MVP in this league. Turang is top 20 in the league in batting average, RBIs, on base percentage, hits, walks, runs scored, and stolen bases. And Jeremy Powell, the Jacksonville pitching coach, is going to come out to the mound. The Jumbo Shrimp going to get their bullpen going. And it looks like a Nayruz Zabala is going to throw. And Zabala, coming into this game, if he's the next man up in this situation, it's 2-0 Jacksonville here in the bottom of the sixth inning with first and second for Nashville. Zabala's really struggled this year. His ERA is at 10. Not necessarily the guy you think to come into the game in a tight situation trying to chase first place, but that's where the Jumbo Shrimp are at. They're starting pitching. Has kind of gotten battered around a little bit the last couple of days, so their bullpen's a little bit more beat up than normal. Here's the pitch to Turang. Fastball bottom of the zone, nothing and one. If you are curious, that Durham game is tightened up. It's in the bottom of the ninth now. It's still 8-5, though, in favor of the Bulls. Quintana is a runner on second, two outs. 1-0 pitch. Fastball up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Granton Wilkes-Barre has won 8-2 over Worcester. So no matter what happens here today, the Jumbo Shrimp will be in third place tomorrow. They preferably be a game and a half back, the 1-0. Breaking ball down and away. But that was the 1-1. It's 2-1 now. They preferably be a half game out. But Durham would have to lose. And that game looks like it's just gone final. The Bulls have won. 2-1. High changeup, ball three. Freelick and Ruiz, possibly the two fastest players in minor league baseball on the bases right now. And Zabala has sat down. So George Soriano, Jacksonville's best reliever, is now throwing. So there must have been a mix-up in who to get up. Zabala started throwing. And how about that? Darren Brown, Jumbo Shrimp manager, going to his closer potentially in the middle innings. That's how important this game is. 3-1. Fastball upstairs, ball four. The bases are loaded, nobody out. And John Singleton coming in. Is this the time? Brown has arms crossed to the first base dugout. Hernandez so good through the first five innings. He's at the first three out here in the sixth, trying to guard a 2-0 game. And Brown gets out of the first base dugout, only to retrieve a baseball. John Singleton, the batter, a really dangerous hitter. Top 10 in the league in homers and RBIs. First pitch of Hernandez. Fastball outside, ball one. Singleton also top 10 in base percentage, and nobody has walked more in the league than him. He's also top 10 in extra base hits and runs. So if Terang isn't the top player on this team, you could argue for Singleton. 0 for 2, but he's ahead in the count, 1-0. And the pitcher, Hernandez. Wide foul to the netting behind him, 0-1-1. At one time, Singleton was a huge prospect in baseball by the Astros. It just didn't work out for him there. He had a stint with the Phillies, and they had a home here in Nashville recently. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Fastball up and away, ball two. Hernandez now at 92 pitches. Tremendous speed all the way around the bases. Frolik on third, Ruiz on second, Terang on first. The 2-1. And a breaking ball, backdoor strike above the knees outside corner. Gutsy pitch to the 2. Weimer is on deck. Soriano appears to be ready in the bullpen. Two balls, two strikes. Hernandez ready. And the pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball three. Nowhere to put Singleton, nobody out. 2-0 game. You get the feeling this is probably it for Hernandez no matter what. This will be his 95th pitch of the game. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff is Singleton. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. Bring him up, strike three. Huge punch out for Hernandez. His eighth of the game. And it's going to be the final pitch he throws. Singleton thought it was low. And it's a huge first out here in the sixth. Hernandez done after 5 3rd innings. 4 hits against, right now no runs, but the bases are loaded for the Nashville Sounds. 1 out. And the top jumbo shrimp reliever, George Soriano, coming into the game. We'll tell you about the righty when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Brigman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
2-0 Jacksonville, bottom of the sixth, bases loaded, one out. Joey Weimer the batter, pitcher George Soriano, ground ball up the middle, picked by the shortstop. Dinner steps on second for one, throws to first, double play. A bases loaded, nobody out situation, and the Jumbo Shrimp get out of it with no damage here in the sixth inning. No runs, two hits, two lefts. End of six, George Soriano gets the Jumbo Shrimp out of the jam with a double play ground ball, the first pitch to Weaver. 2-0 Jacksonville, going to the seventh on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect venue. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
This is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
With a technical difficulties, leading off the seventh of a 2-0 game. Eric Gonzalez is just singled on an 0-1 count. So, new pitcher for Nashville. Gonzalez on for the third time today. And the Jumbo Shrimp getting out of a bases loaded, nobody out situation. In front 2-0. So, a huge moment in the game moments ago. Tyler Hearn is the new pitcher. Righty on the first base side, long brown hair out of the back of his cap. Breaking ball down in the way. Brigman couldn't check his swing. That ball's in one strike. Zach Brown, a scoreless inning. So in the bottom of the sixth inning, 0-1. Fastball down in the way, one ball, one strike. Base hits by Furyk and Ruiz started the frame. Terrain walked, Hernandez struck out, Singleton looking, and then Soriano got Weaver to hit into a double play, and it's huge. Throw back to first, since Gonzalez diving back in safely. Outfield straight as can be. Now the 1-1. They can go a little bit outside. Two balls and one strike. Pitch outside and low with another breaking ball. Three and one. Sanchez, who's sizzling hot, is on deck. Six for his last seven. 3-1 pitch. Up and in, ball four. So the Jumbo Shrimp have the first two on here in the seventh inning. A single by Gonzalez, a walk by Brigman. Here's Sanchez, nobody out, 2-0 the Jumbo Shrimp, trying to add some insurance in the game that they need to keep pace with both Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and Durham. Righty-lefty, and a pitch. Rocket in the air, deep down the line and left, fading foul and out of play in the count 0-1. Jacksonville, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Nashville, top offense in the league, no runs on 4 hits, and no errors. Now the 0-1. Then a roller found on the third base side, picked by Jumbo Shrimp manager Darren Brown, coaching third. And the count 0-2. A win with both Jacksonville 12 games over 500. Nashville's trying to be 30 games up. 83-54. Now the 0-2. Fastball up and in for ball one. Shortstop Terang playing up the middle. So a pretty big hole left side of the infield if Sanchez wants to use it that way. Now the 1-2. Line shot the other way for a base hit. Way in the vacated spot of Terang. Gonzalez around third, heading for the plate. He scores. Brigman sprints to second. On the third of third, Sanchez goes to second base. And the Jumbo Shrimp lead 3-0 here in the seventh. Jesus Sanchez, 7 for his last 8. And here's Williams Astudillo. Still nobody out, by the way, and the Jumbo Shrimp a chance to really break this game open. It is scored a single for Sanchez, going to second on the throw. Infield in for Nashville. Got a pitch. Astudillo takes a fastball on the outside corner of the knees, nothing in one. So Jacksonville in front. 3-0 here in the top of the seventh. Second and third, nobody out. Now the pitch. Fly ball towards left, pretty deep, deep enough to get the running most likely. Ruiz, the center fielder, comes over, makes the catch. Brigman tags in third and scores. The throw goes to third base. It's 4-0 Jumbo Shrimp here in the seventh inning. So Astudillo has sacrificed fly. And here comes Burdick. Runner on second and now one out. Jacksonville in front here in the top of the seventh inning. So a single walk, RBI single, sacrifice fly. First pitch. Burdick lines it to right. Lipka back. Now over to his left. The step makes the catch. Sanchez remains at second base now with 2 outs. And here comes Ryan Vargo, the catcher. Righty against righty. And the first pitch, breaking ball way outside, that's ball one. Mesa next, 1-0 coming from Herb. Fastball in tight near the kneecaps. Two balls and no strikes on the Varnway. One of the guys out of the Sands bullpen have just not really thrown strikes in this game. And the pitch. Fastball under the hands. 3-0. Up Field straight as an arrow. Three on the hard way. Fastball down the chute. Called strike one. Three balls, one strike. Herbert at the belt. Deep breath, high leg kick, and steps off the mound looking back. Sanchez to second base. Sanchez is on second. Two out. 4-0 Jacksonville. Top of the seventh. One in the first, one in the fifth, two in the seventh. And a 3-1 in the way. Rocket towards third. Lunging splitter is right by Dorian. Gets up, fires the first. What a play. Side retired. Same to run for the Nashville Sounds. A missing to his right. 104 off the bat. Dorian spilled the one-hopper, got up and threw out the hard way. And the Jumbo Shrimp turned away from getting more in the seventh. Two runs, two hits. One runner left on base. Middle of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch here in Nashville. It's 4-0 Jacksonville. And the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
WWG Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24-7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WWG today at 904-388-2696.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season. On April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th, fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or a small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
This is Miami Marlins pitcher Elias Hernandez. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Well, an incredible start today for Elias Hernandez. Jumbo Shrimp up 4-0, bottom of the seventh. George Soriano, first pitch, swing and a miss by Pablo Reyes. Nothing in one, so Soriano came on for Hernandez with one out in the sixth inning, and the bases loaded. And got a double play ground ball in his first pitch off the bat of Joey Munoz. 0-1 now on Reyes, followed by Severino and Dorian. 4-0 Jacksonville in the seventh. The 0-1, swinging a foul on the ground behind home plate. And the count 0-2. Jumbo Shrimp playing really well tonight. Gotten some timely hitting, tremendous pitching and defense to this point. 0-2. All right, softly back to the screen. That will do it again. I'll have to go through the big batch of the Nashville order one more time. Presumably the Eli Villalobos pitches line softly towards second. You can snare by Brinkman. One away. Well, the question was that ball going to be too tall for Brinkman? It was not. Leaping up in the last second to grab it on the edge of the outfield grass. So here's the so they get a pitch hitter coming in. Brian Navarreto is going to pitch hit for Andrew Severino. For Jumbo Shrimp last year, pinch hitting here in the seventh inning. Righty against righty. Averetta went to high school in Jacksonville, Arlington Country Day. First pitch. Fastball low and away. Ball one is a young child back at home. Very, very proud dad. 1-0. Breaking ball outside. Ball two. Outfield heavily to pull on Navarretto. 2-0. Rocket into left field. Base hit. Navarretto coming off the bench facing his former team and organization. One out single here in the seventh, and up comes Patrick Dorian. Still 4-0 game, one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Righty against lefty. Amigas Jr. rolling in the grass at third. Pitch tapping the ground towards the mound. Soriano Fields goes to second for one. That's all they'll get. The throw is high. Good jump by Diddy to jump in the air and come down with the ball and not rush anything towards first base. Two away here in this seventh inning. That call is Matt Lipka. Jumbo Shrimp out here in the sounds 6-5, but up in the runs column where it matters the most, 4-0. First pitch, breaking ball in tight, that's ball one. And 8:05 first pitch tomorrow. Jumbo Shrimp are hoping that this series is even going into tomorrow. Now 1-0, tap on the ground towards short. Diddy Fields shovels to second for the force. And that retires the side. No runs, one hit. One runner left on base. Through seven, 4-0 Jacksonville. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Joe Demand. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
4-0, Jumbo Shrimp in front, top of the eighth, bottom of the order for Jacksonville. Mesa Avilés Jr. and Dinner. Marlins, by the way, blew a 4-0 lead. They lost to the Nationals 5-4. Tyler Herb back to work. And the first pitch, bunted foul behind home plate, nothing and one. Washington scored 4 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth to win. Joey Meneses inside the park homer. Two-run triple from C.J. Abrams. A tough loss for the Marlins. 0-1 from Herb. Topped on the ground left of second. Shortstop Terrain comes into field, but his throw is up the first base line. An error, and Mason to start the eighth. This Nashville not normally as sharp as they normally are tonight. Point Terrain normally makes. Elsewhere in the Marlins organization, 2-1 Biloxi, the Brewers affiliate. One of the double at Pensacola. Brewers have come back, by the way, against the Yankees. They were down 5-0. The pitch to Javier Jr. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. It's 5-5, top of the fifth inning. The 0-1. Rocket down the line and right foul out of play to the seat to McKenna with two. Jacksonville trying to even up this series, two games apiece, keep pace with the two teams in front of them in the standings that already won today. 0-1. Swing and a miss of a high fastball, 0-2. Boy, they have scored down a single. Wow. An infield single for Victor Mesa's. They had the count wrong on the board again. I don't know if they're paying attention to the other room because they had some bizarro calls in this series. How that's not an error is beyond me, but Jumbo Shrimp will take it. A single is their seventh hit. One out, just Dinner. He takes a first pitch fastball strike on the outside corner. Snap go to first, not in time. 0-1, that was a ground ball to shortstop. Terrain fielded left of second base. It wasn't like he ran in that fast. And yeah, Mason runs. Well, the throw is up the line. Throws on target, that's an out. It's a terrible call. Here's the pitch to Dinner. Swinging a number of foul to the backstop behind him. Playing McKenna with two. Open stance, knees bent for Ray Patrick. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball below the zone again. Strike three. So over two punch outs now. In this 4-0 game. Two out and the man on first. In the top of the order, Eric Gonzalez coming in. Gonzalez has been on three times tonight. He was one for his previous 19 coming into today. First pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball on the outside corner, and the count, nothing in one. Brinkman on deck. Mason runs really well over at first. He's stolen a couple bags in this game, 7th or 8th on the year. He runs 0-1, pitches outside, throw down to second, skips into center field. Mesa gets up, heads to third, and the Jumbo Shrimp have a runner 90 feet away with two outs. If that ball is caught on second, that's probably an out. They're going to call it E2, but that should probably be a catch error on Reyes, who just missed the catch. But, you know, then again, they called the previous ball off the bat of Mesa a hit, and who knows what's going on here today. Anyway, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Runner on third, two outs is what does. 4-0 Jacksonville here at top eight. The 1-1. Chopper hit towards short. Terrain charging in. Fields a step from the grass. Fires to first. Side retired. Jumbo Shrimp strained the man. No runs a hit. Middle of the eighth inning. They lead Nashville 4-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
After each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game, the Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 1-1 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp Home Game for the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thursday, Thursday presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thursday, Thursday. It's Thursday, Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
This is Miami Marlins shortstop Miguel Rojas, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half of the eighth inning, and George Soriano back to work trying to continue to guard this Jacksonville lead. It's 4-0. Top of the order for Nashville. Freelick, Ruiz, Terang, then Singleton. If anybody reaches first pitch, Freelick punches one to center field. Coming in, Mesa dives, and no signal yet. He held on to make a spectacular catch. Oh, wow. A low second line drive to center. Mesa came in, sprawled out in and to his left, and just got the glove under it while holding on and flipping over on the ground for the first down. Huge out, and here's Ruiz. Righty against righty. And the pitcher, Soriano. Fastball outside, ball one. There's a right-hander in the bullpen for Nashville. Presumably for the top of the ninth. Now the 1-0. Fastball just outside. 97 there from Soriano. Two balls and no strikes. Open stance, very wide for Ruiz. On the 2-0, fastball, then a high strike in the outside corner, 2-1. This is a huge part of the lineup to navigate, and Darren Brown has pushed all the right buttons again, bringing in Soriano early, 2-1. Fastball away, could not check his swing, 2-2. And now, getting him through this top of the order one last time. Outfield moves the other way. 2-2 from Soriano. Breaking ball off the plate away. That time Ruiz checked his swing and the count is full. One out, nobody on. 4-0 Jacksonville, top of the eighth. 11 games to go after this one. And the Jumbo Shrimp need every one of them. Their elimination number already down to 11 with Durham's win tonight. 3-2. Fastball low, ball four. Ruiz on for the second time. And up comes Bryce Terang. Shrimp have some breathing room here. First pitch, up and in with a fastball, ball one. Only 11 strikes out of 19 pitches for George Soriano. He was a starter to begin this season, but hasn't started since he really got promoted for the first. And Ruiz dives back in. Jacksonville out of the bullpen, he's thrown as many as 38 pitches on two different occasions. 37 and another one. 1-0. When it goes, pitch is swatted foul, third base side, not a play. 1-1. So certainly no worries about getting him through the eighth unless things go haywire here. Ruiz is saying, well, how can I have to go back to first? The ball was fouled. With his hands up, and they said, hey, the ball was fouled. And then he shrugged his shoulders and ran back to first base. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Ruiz goes again. Pitches tapping the ground to second. Brigman comes in. Fields underhand flip to first for the out. Ruiz moves up to second base. Two down. Chuck Singleton hits in his 4-0 game. Righty versus lefty. Outfield to pull the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. Weimer on deck. And the pitch, fastball up and away, ball two. It's really deep. And to pull on Singleton. Ruiz runs very well at second. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Good changeup on the outside corner. 2-1. Singleton was way in front. Grounded towards second. Brigman to his left. Fields in the edge of the outfield grass. Makes the easy lob on the first. Side retired. Jumbo Shrimp pitching tonight has been Sterling. Eight shutout frames here in the eighth. No runs, no hits. One left. End of eight. 4-0 Jacksonville. The ninth we go on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Whether you're getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville right-handed pitcher Jimmy Acobonis. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Nashville dips into the bullpen. To the ninth we go. Homie Harris into the game. The right-hander, 6'3", 200-pounder from Texas, was with Buffalo last year. 4-0 Jacksonville. Brinkman leads off against Harris, who's been really good. 2.27 ERA. The first pitch, wave and a miss. Good breaking ball in the outside corner, and the count, nothing and one. So Hobie Harris, H-O-B-I-E. Long brown hair out of the back of his navy cap, the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Brinkman, Sanchez, Astudillo, and as expected, Eli Villalobos is warming in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen, presumably for the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball below the zone. 1-2. Over the 5, 6, and 7 batters in the ninth, Wheeler, Reyes, and Navarreto. Harris holds up high. High leg kick, 1-2. Tomahawk high in the air to shallow center. Ruiz trots in, plucks the ball out of the air. One down. And here comes Jesus Sanchez. During 2020, Hobie Harris spent the summer training in Texas with Torrey Hunter and Matt Kemp, trying to get more athletic. There was a breaking ball in the dirt to Sanchez. Nothing in 1-0 rather. 3.92 ERA with Buffalo. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. That's ball two. Four nothing game. One out, nobody on. Here in the ninth. 2-0. Fastball strike. Knee high, outer half. 2-1. Sanchez, 7 for his last 8. 2-1 pitch. Nubbed over the mound. Kicks to the shortstop Terang on the infield grass. He fires first to first. And he gets Sanchez for the out. Great play by Terang. That ball kicked off the back of the mound. Skidded to Terang, who had to charge in front of second to get to it. And on the run, fired the first. Nice play. So here's William Astudillo with two out of nobody out here tonight. Jumbo Shrimp out hitting Nashville 7-5. Villalobos getting loose in the bullpen for the bottom of the ninth. First pitch. Astudillo rolls over on one, grounds it foul down the third base side of the count, 0-1. Jumbo Shrimp going for their 12th shutout. That would be the most in the International League. 0-1. And foul over the screen behind home plate in the count, 0-2. Nashville's only been blanked 3 times this season. And that is tied for the fewest in the International League. By the way, the 12 shutouts would be the most in AAA. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch to Astudillo. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball 1. In the minor leagues, 12 shutouts would rank in a tie for third. A couple teams in high A have 13. The 1-2. Another ground ball foul into the third base dugout. We'll do it once more. Jumbo Shrimp up 4. 2 out, nobody on. Top of the ninth. Burnick on deck. 1-2 on Astudillo. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Strike 3. Side retired. Jumbo Shrimp going one here in the ninth inning. Nothing across. Middle of the ninth. Last chance for Nashville. Can the Jumbo Shrimp win a critical game? We'll find out next. Up 4-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Five-star clip team.
has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union souvenir store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union souvenir store.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp home game for the best happy hour on the First Coast. East Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Arlington, Troy-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thirsty Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp, presented by Budweiser.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Cortez, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-0, Jacksonville leading Nashville. A chance to enter this series, a chance to keep pace with both first place Durham and second place Scranton Wilkes-Barre. 4-0 game, Eli Villalobos in. The 6-3 lining from California. Joey Weimer is first. Villalobos, third base side of the pitcher's rubber. Brooks on the stretch. Small leg kick over the top breaking ball outside. Ball one. Ninth appearance in AAA for Villalobos. 2-0. He's only allowed an unearned run on 6 hits in 12 innings with 18 strikeouts. 1-0 to Weimer. Socked foul. First base set out of play. The count will level a ball and a strike. Jesus Sanchez, who's 7 for his last 9 at the plate, RBI single in the first, got the Jumbo Shrimp on the board. Added a run in the fifth, 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt ball, 2. Victor Mesa scoring on a passed ball. In the seventh, Sanchez, another RBI single. Astudillo, a sacrifice fly, got it to 4-0. That after the sixth, that's a huge moment in the game. 2-1. Breaking ball, the dirt ball, 3. Nashville loaded the bases, nobody out. Eliezer Hernandez struck out John Singleton, looking the final batter he faced tonight. Now a 3-1 coming. Way inside, ball 4, leadoff walk here tonight. And Pablo Reyes comes in. George Soriano then got Weimer to hit the double play in the first pitch he threw. The Jumbo Shrimp got off that jam with the pitch. So here comes Reyes. Running on first, nobody out. 4-0 here tonight. Didn't flip back and double play that. And the pitch from Villalobos. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. 0-1. Four runs, 7 hits, no errors for Jacksonville. 0-1. Swinging a foul at home plate. 0-2. No runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for Nashville. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you've enjoyed our broadcast. Tomorrow, we're back on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com. And also, Alexa, play ESPN 690. 0-2. Fastball up and in. It's ball one.
first pitch. It's going to be Braxton Garrett against Caleb Bosley. Coverage starts at 7:50. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a splitter. Strike three. Eli Villalobos learned that pitch to start this season. The Double-A pitching coach, Dave Island. And he's just picked it up instantaneously. Runner on first and one out. Four nothing Shrimp here tonight. First pitch, breaking ball top of the zone, called strike one. Former Jumbo Shrimp, Brian Navarretto, had a pinch hit single back in the seventh. Waggles the black bat over his right shoulder. Well, the 0-1. Fastball downstairs, one ball, one strike. Marcus Walden will start against Brian Hoeing on Sunday. 1-1, here's the pitch. Fastball bottom of the zone, 1-2. Villalobos, blue mitt, holds the ball in his right hand behind his back. That blue mitt tucked into his chest. Open stance for Navarretto. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Skyler with a breaking ball downstairs. Strike three. And Nashville down to their final outs. Patrick Dorian, last hope for the Sounds. In danger of being shut out for just the fourth time this year. The second time in 10 days for Nashville getting blanked. Pitch to Dorian. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and away, nothing and one. Weimer is on first, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning. Jacksonville 4, Nashville nothing. The 0-1. Fastball outside, one ball, one strike. Eliezer Hernandez pitched great in line for the win. Robert Gasser was okay. Was not helped by starting catcher Pedro Severino. Did not have a good game today behind the plate. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That splitter below the zone. It's 1-2. Villalobos gets the baseball back. Stands on the third base side of the rubber. Natural wood colored bat for Dorian. Swings it back and forth. Villalobos gets the sign. His 1-2 pitch coming to Dorian. Here it is. Splitter down and away. Dorian laid off. 2-2. Outfield heavily to pull. Shortstop Dinner a few strides up the middle. Barnway shuffles the card. Sits up away. 2-2. Fastball, oh baby, just missed. Now the count is full with two outs. Weimer's going to get a head start from first base. 4-0 Jacksonville here in the bottom of the ninth. Runner goes, and a 3-2. Popped up, foul territory, third base side. Amulis Jr. near the sidewall runs out of room, and his five rows into the seats. Bill leaves to see to the pitch. There's a fastball of 96 from Villalobos. Do you drop the splitter here? Knowing that if Dorian doesn't swing, it could be ball four. We'll see. 3-2, runner goes again. Fastball line to center, coming in face off the plate in a couple of hops. Weimer around second, heads to third. There's runners on the quarters now. With two outs from Matt Lipka. A time run is on deck in this game. It's still 4-0. No reason to panic. Six hits for the Sounds. Righty against righty. And a pitch from Villalobos. Ranking ball, good one. Strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. Fastball, slider, and split for Eli Villalobos. Angels fans again. Hill one. Splitter low. 1-1. Big hole right side of the infield. Gonzalez holding on. Dorian, which is kind of surprising in a 4-run game in the ninth with two outs. 1-1. Grounded to third. Speared by Alvarez Jr. Goes for short way to second. Schrepp win! Triple-A high, 12th shutout. And the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp blank the Nashville Sounds tonight by a final score of 4-0. In the ninth, no runs, one hit, two more runners left on base for Nashville. They leave 9 on in this game. Shrimp win, 4-0. It's a final, and it's a big one for Jacksonville. They remain a game and a half back of Durham, and a game behind second place, Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Shrimp win, 4-0.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric Box Office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric Box Office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric Box Office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Goodman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Shrimp win, 4-0. The final total is Jacksonville. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9 left on base. They improved to 75 and 63. And Nashville, no runs, 6 hits, an error, 9 left on base. They fall to 83 and 55. Eliezer Hernandez winning pitchers 4-2. Robert Gasser takes the loss. He's 1-1. Great crowd here tonight. 7,871 fans. We got underway at 7:09 local time here in Nashville. After a ground out to third, wrap things up after a 2-hour and 36-minute game at 9:45. Shrimp win. Post game show. Shrimp wrap coming your way next in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets Canines and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Another exciting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's ball game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Scott Kornberg.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. A great win for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The Jumbo Shrimp improving to 75-63 on the season, recording the 12th shutout of the year, the most in all of AAA, the third most in the minor leagues. Jacksonville, it's a wire-to-wire win because in the top of the first inning, Eric Gonzalez walked, and after a fielder's choice, bumped him up to second. He scored on a Jesus Sanchez RBI single to make it 1-0. Score remained that way until the fifth inning. Victor Mesa singled, stole second, stole third. Later in the frame, scored in the passed ball to make it 2-0. Then the Jumbo Shrimp able to squeak out of a really crazy jam in the sixth inning. Nashville loaded the bases with nobody out against Hernandez, who had been pretty much untouchable up to that point. Hernandez struck out John Singleton looking. That was the final batter he faced. Next man up, Joe Weimer, came in to bat against George Soriano, and Soriano on one pitch got Weimer hit into a double play to end the inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Nashville could not score. Jumbo Shrimp in the seventh inning. Sanchez an RBI single. Astudillo with a sacrifice fly. And from there, they roll to that 4-0 win. Shrimp win. They're 75-63. Nashville falls to 83-55. Eliezer Hernandez, the winning pitcher, is 4-2. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect venue. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or prep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or David at jackshrimp.com.
Each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Shrimp win 4-0. The bad news tonight is that the teams in front of them in the standings also won. Mainly first place Durham 8-5, they held off Gwinnett, and second place Scranton Wilkes-Barre eased by Worcester 8-2. Elsewhere in the International League, Rochester bested Lehigh Valley 5-1. Iron Pigs fall to 4.5 games out of first place. Buffalo falls to 4 games out of first after giving up 4 in the 8th to lose to Syracuse 5-3. Norfolk destroyed Charlotte 9-0 with a terrible pitching performance for the Charlotte Knights. Toledo, a 9-6 win at Indianapolis. Omaha, crazy comeback to the 8th, 1-9. To win at Columbus 8-7, that keeps Nashville's lead at 4.5 games over the Clippers and drops their magic number down to 8. Louisville up at St. Paul now 5-2, bottom of the 8th, and also in the bottom of the 8th, it's Iowa holding on to a 7-6 lead over Memphis. In the Marlins organization today, Miami blew a 4-0 lead, lost to the Nationals 5-0. Washington 4-7, 1-8 to win that game. In the minor league system, Biloxi, Brewers affiliate, beat Pensacola, the double-A team for the Marlins, 2-1. Brewers and Yankees right now tied at 5. They're in the bottom of the 6th up in Wisconsin. Here in Nashville, they're waiting for fireworks, but the Jumbo Shrimp, their triple-A best, 12th shutout of the season. 4-0, they win. Tomorrow, we're back on the air. ESPN 690, ESPN690.com, and Alexa, play ESPN 690, 8:05 Eastern Time, first pitch. Braxton Garrett, Caleb Bosley, and our coverage starts at 7:50. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. Again, the final, Jacksonville 4, Nashville nothing. From First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Scott Kornberg saying have a great rest of your night, everybody. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Vander, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.